I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat, you name it. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
It is that time of year again. What is going on, guys? What's up to our listeners? Happy Thanksgiving. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of America's Most Unwanted. It is your boy Avenue Q.
And the boy Magic.
And we are in the building today. You know, about to get right into it, man.
Yes, we are.
How you guys feeling today? We got our head guy Vince in the building. How you feeling today, Vince?
I'm doing great, man. I love Thanksgiving. I eat like five plates of everything. Even though, it always, every time it's about to be Thanksgiving, that's always when I'm like, you know, I need to go on a diet. I need to lose some weight. And then yep. Thanksgiving's the next week, and then Christmas is coming, and I gain 30 pounds, and then I really need to go on a diet.
It'd be like that. It'd be like that.
For sure, man, especially around this time of the year. So, happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays.
What's going on with you guys, man? How you guys have been?
Oh, I've been good, man. Just catching these games, chilling, and getting ready to eat out, you know?
You're getting ready to pig out. How about you, Vince? How you going? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I mean, I'm just spending all my time, you know, just here working on different shows, doing my own Eagles show, just running around constantly.
Yeah, how's the show going, by the way? How's the show going?
Dude, everything's going good, man. And it helps that the team's winning games now, you know? So, to just be like, man, the coach sucks. You got to fire the coach. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to do that all season long.
Shout out to the Birds, man. We just had a wonderful game against
the
Saints. Yes, we did. Great running game against the Saints, man.
Amazing. I think one of our best so far.
Yeah. So far. Minus the who did we play? We demolished them. The Lions.
Yeah.
It was the Lions. Yep.
That was nobody.
That was a scrimmage
bunch
game
of nobody,
for us.
Yeah. You know?
That was a scrimmage game for us. But you know, we'll leave that there. But definitely shout out to the Birds, man. They putting together a string of games and it's looking like they're gonna head to the playoffs. So hopefully we stay in tune with that.
I like that.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
I told you, man, picking out. You thought I was playing?
You want to
house the house?
You want house the house?
Yeah, I need.
Are you house hopping?
Yeah, you already know. I need a platter from everybody.
Knocking on your neighbor's door, just like, hey, what you got in there?
I'm like, happy Thanksgiving. What y'all cooking?
Yeah. How about you, Vince? Spending time with the family. Spending days with the family.
Yeah, I'm seeing all the family, man. I'm seeing my direct family, so I'm going to see them on Thursday. So I'm going tonight. I'm staying over at my parents' place.
Okay.
Hanging out with the whole family there on Thursday morning. Then once it gets a little later, I'll go to my girlfriend's family. They got a place that's like an hour away from here, so
for sure.
See them. Okay. So I'm getting two Thanksgivings.
Yeah, right. Same here, man. Everybody just having a good old time with the family, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna jump right into it, man. So it is that time of year again. Like as I said, it's officially the holidays. Now, if you don't know what the holidays are, that is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is upon us. It is basically here. The food ain't done yet, but it's here. You know what I'm saying? Just wait a couple more hours. You know, your grandmom, your aunts, your mom, they might have them pies ready. They might have that turkey nice and crisp with the skin on the top, however y'all like it. It's going to be done and ready for y'all. Matter of fact, the mac and cheese.
Ooh, you know, I'm waiting for that.
Don't forget that top layer of the crusty mac and cheese. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That got to be done.
I need that.
I need that top layer to be crunchy. I need the inside to be gooey.
Man, look, man, I'm first in line, man.
Extra cheese.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh, man.
What's tomorrow, man?
I can't wait. Just got my mouth watering. But hold on. Before we get into that, into the food, I do want to get on this national supply chain shortage that's going on. Now, that's for all my Black Friday shoppers. Black Friday, obviously, is the day right after Thanksgiving, and that's a big thing for everybody, especially if you're, you know, planning on shopping for your kids for, you know, for Christmas.
Facts.
Maybe you have, you know, some kids have birthdays around holiday time. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, this is an important thing for you. I know a lot of kids, since the PS5s have dropped, have not been able to get their hands on them, and there's still a national shortage on them. So hopefully this year may be the time that, you know, you can get your hands on one. I know I still haven't got my hands on one.
I'm glad you said it, because I still haven't got one. I'm mad about that. So, you know, I'm searching.
I don't have $1,200 to spend on it.
I do, so no.
You know, for the guys that's selling it, I mean, more power to y'all, but I don't got $1,200 for you.
No, I ain't got 12. No, I'm cool.
I ain't got 12. I ain't got 8. Not for no game, man.
Not for no game, sister.
Not for no game. But
that's serious.
But let's jump right into this clip that we got from NBC Philadelphia on the supply chain shortage.
Right now, Black Friday is not the shopping holiday that it used to be, especially not this year, because the deals, they've already started.
And it's all because, you guessed it, the supply chain crisis you've been hearing about. Experts say if you haven't started holiday shopping, it might be too late. NBC 10's Randy Joenhall looks at what will be hard to get and how much it'll cost.
With 50 days until Christmas, some shoppers are acting like time's running out, with stores already pushing sales weeks before Black Friday.
Because they have some specials. If they do and I think it's something that I want, I get it.
We found Hope from Langhorne. She's got two teens. Both want electronics, but that's an industry hard hit by shortages.
Saki's being into computer and gaming, so most likely it's something online. My daughter, she's going off to college next year, so same thing, she's looking at computers.
Well, you've probably gotten the same email blasts like everybody else. Amazon started their sales back in October before Halloween. Best Buy promising Black Friday prices today guaranteed. But if your wish list includes things like laptops, electronics, computers, or gaming, experts are warning your choices may run thin with trouble on that pesky supply chain.
Which is really...
And there you have it, folks. That's coming directly from the experts, you know. I actually didn't even watch this full clip in its entirety, but that rings back to what I just said as far as, you know, the PS5s. It's been a thing since, you know, like I said, since they dropped. You know, people just can't get their hands on them for some reason. I mean, and it's unfortunate that some people are allowed to buy bulks of the games. I feel like, and I think I said this on the show that we had last year, like, I just feel like some people shouldn't be able to, you know, buy more than two systems at a time, I guess.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Because you got some guys that, I guess they call them, what they call them, scalpers, whatever they call them. Is that the term for them, Vince? Scalpers? Okay. You got these guys called scalpers, and they're buying like 10, 15, maybe even 20 of the games at a time. They're buying them in bulk, you know what I mean? And I think it's unfair to the people that...
That actually want to buy them.
Yeah,
they
actually want to buy them, you know what I mean?
As gifts and all.
Yeah, like people that can't afford to give you $1,200 or $1,500 on a game system. That's all they have, you know what I'm saying? That's some people budget, you know, for Christmas shopping.
Yeah, for definitely.
You get what I'm saying? So to spend it all on, especially, and people got family, you know what I mean? It's more, some people got more than one kid, more than two kids, you know what I'm saying?
They just want to get them that PS5 as a gift, like, for, happy birthday, or probably if they doing good in school and all.
So you charging these people $1,200, $1,500 for a game system, you taking away from everybody else. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit unfortunate, but, you know, what can we do? But, like I said, you guys should definitely check that clip out. That's NBC Philadelphia 10. Also, check out, you know, Yahoo Finance on tips and ways to save money during the holiday shopping, you know, craze, as we would call it.
I've been looking at that to myself. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a lot of tricky ways. And you look on some of these channels on YouTube or some of these news websites.
Uh-huh.
They give you some good tips and, you know, great ways to stay.
To help you out with finances wise.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're helping out with your finances and budgeting out your money for, you know, for those of us that, you know, have to stay on the budget for Christmas and, you know, for things like that.
No effects.
Now, like I said, it is that time of year.
Here we go.
Now, we're going to do things a little bit differently today. Usually we open up, you know, with some news from Philly, a couple current events, but we're going to start differently. It's a special edition of America's Most Unwanted.
Definitely a special
edition. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to jump right into today's main topic. And today's main topic for us will be, in 2021, do we care more about the holiday and its meaning, or do we care more about the spirit of the holiday?
I like the spirit of the holiday, man.
Go ahead. I'll let you start off, Magic.
Yeah, I definitely like the spirit of the holiday. You know, that whole, the colors, the orange and all, getting the family together, sweet potato pies.
You fatty shit.
Of course, man. You tripping, man. That's what I love. Macaroni and cheese. I'm going to talk.
Yeah, no.
But
sure.
But no, the special part is really when, you know, when you got your mom, grandmom all cooking in the same house and
right,
y'all sitting down about to eat that food together. I love that.
That goes to my point. You know, that goes to today's topic and me asking, do we care more about the actual holiday and its meaning, or do we care more about the spirit of the holidays? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, if I cared about the actual holiday of Thanksgiving, me personally, I wouldn't celebrate it. Me personally, because it has some shaky culture. You know what I mean? It's not, for some people, I don't want to disrespect anybody that you know, that takes Thanksgiving a certain way. So I please don't take offense to this, but
yeah, definitely
Thanksgiving in its root has a dark history. You know, as many of us would know. If you don't know, I mean, I advise you to go take a look at it. But you know, if you don't, then you don't. You know, if you choose to look at it the way that you remember Thanksgiving, that's fine too. I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. But, you know, like I said, me personally, I don't really care for the holiday of Thanksgiving.
You do basically the same thing. You agree with?
Yeah, I agree with the spirit of Thanksgiving. I agree with, like you said, my family being around. Mm-hmm. People that's been out of town, they haven't had really a chance to come during the summer or during the beginning of the year, so you haven't really seen them. So
busy work schedule.
Yeah, they're busy work schedule. So they got, you know, they got a couple weeks to take off during the time of the year where they can just come and see family.
Spending time with the family and all.
Exactly. So that's what I think that's what I cherish more, you know what I'm saying? Like being able to just sit around with your family, the smell of the food, mm-hmm. hearing the music.
Oh man.
You know what I mean? Just the atmosphere of it. You know what I mean? And even you, Vince, I'll pose that question to you as well if you want to chime in as well.
Yeah, for me, it's way more about the spirit of the holidays.
Right.
Because for me, yeah, especially at this point, when you're talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas especially, for mm-hmm. me, it's more about the idea. It's seeing people, it's having a good time, it's relaxing, it's catching up, it's the food, of course. I mean, all the food.
For sure.
Like stuffed mushrooms for me. My aunt makes stuffed mushrooms for Thanksgiving, and it's my favorite thing, and I eat it every year. So it's just all that stuff that goes with it. That's what it's about for me more than the actual days themselves, yeah.
Listen, man, being in a relationship and trying new foods with your partner, I am a huge fan of stuffed mushrooms. I am a fan.
No, it's funny. Never had it. I got to try that.
I'm a lover.
I think y'all might put me on something.
I am a lover. I'm not even going to lie.
I got to try that.
I love stuff. I love mushrooms in general, but stuffed mushrooms definitely are a thing for me when I go out to eat, when I find places. I look for stuff like that.
Okay, all right.
Stuffed mushrooms for sure.
Oh, I got to try that out then.
But no, I definitely didn't think that, you know, I'm glad that, you know, you guys are engaged in the topic because I definitely thought I was going to get the opposite answer for at least from Vince. I knew kind of your answer already, but... and I mean that in a sense of, because some people, they have like a family tradition as far as mm-hmm. how the holidays go or how it is, you know, instilled in them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so some people don't stray from what their parents instilled in them or, you know, their meaning of whatever the holidays may be.
No, definitely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I more so just thought it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as like just giving a fuck about the spirit of the holidays versus the holiday itself. Now, I feel like more of us should care about the actual meaning of Christmas as well, though. I feel like if not Thanksgiving, I definitely think more of us should care about the actual holiday itself. Me personally, no, but I feel like kids growing up in 2021, that's what I mean. I see you giving me that face. I mean in 2021. Kids growing up, I feel like should care about the actual holiday of Christmas because it holds so much weight. You know what I mean? And I don't think that kids growing up will actually know the meaning of Christmas other than just giving
gifts
presents.
And all.
Yeah.
I understand.
And I feel like the meaning of it will be lost a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely going on now. Yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like it's important. You know what I mean? I feel like kids need to, yeah. Y'all little badass need to know who Jesus Christ is, man.
Facts.
For sure.
Go to church.
Go to church. Go do something. No, but seriously, all jokes aside, man, I think that that's an important thing. Just the story around it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just the birth of Jesus. I feel like me growing up as a kid, being in school or just even seeing certain things on TV, you would see cartoons, you would see movies, you would see plays around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Thanksgiving movies. But I feel like it's not so much of that in today's era. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I can't really think of, like, it's always Christmas movies. I can't really think of too many Thanksgiving movies.
Oh, my God. I
kind of want to say this Christmas. Wasn't they at the crib for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No, that was at Christmas. Just Christmas.
It was just Christmas only? Christmas only? Oh, all right. I thought it was both.
I think it wasn't, like, Soul Food or something like that, or...
Soul Food was that Thanksgiving?
I think it was Thanksgiving.
For sure.
I don't. I gotta go back and check on that. But
fact check this on that one.
Yeah. Look,
it's cool. We'll figure that one out, man. But like I said, as far as the Christmas movies and things, as far as like surrounding the birth of Jesus and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
you don't really see too many movies or, you know, plays based around that. You know what I mean? In 2021, I don't feel like it's I don't feel like it's perpetuated that same way that it is, you know, growing up. I was born in 94, so it's not perpetuated the same way.
Yeah, that was 97, so yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from.
Oh, my God. You said 97.
Hey, man, look, man, you only, what, four? 3 years old, man, he's cool.
But yeah, man, so I just think that that's important for, like I said, for the kids. But me personally, especially for Christmas, I've definitely always cared more about the spirit of it.
Always put me in a good mood. I ain't gonna hold you around Christmas time. Always put me.
It's always
I ain't gonna say a good mood. Put me in a great mood for
sure. It puts me in a great mood.
Like, I just be happy all the time.
The month of December, like, I'm pure happy.
Yeah, just happy. Like, I don't know why.
I know why, because of the spirit of Christmas. But
that could be it.
You feel me? But definitely, definitely puts me in a great mood. It. I don't know if it's, you know, I mean, we haven't gotten much snow lately, but growing up, it used to snow.
Yeah, have a white Christmas. Yeah.
Global warming. But but yeah, so like I said, growing up, you used to see snow on the ground.
Uh-huh.
You're watching your favorite movies on TV, whether if it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
The Grinch,
or Charlie Brown Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that might be. It's old for me, too, so don't think I'm old, but Charlie Brown Christmas came on every year in my house. I don't know about y'all.
Grandma.
Yeah, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer is the greatest Christmas movie, animated Christmas movie I've ever seen in my life. In my opinion.
Okay. That's up for debate.
It's up for debate. It's definitely up for debate. I mean, kids nowadays, when did Frozen come out? Frozen came out around Christmas time, right?
A couple years ago, man. I could be wrong.
But I think it came out for Christmas.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, but
it's a good movie.
Grandma Got Ran Over by Reindeer is definitely good. Y'all should go check that one out. If you haven't seen it, definitely go check it out. It's fucking hilarious.
It's definitely hilarious. I can check it on that one. That's definitely hilarious.
But yeah, man, like I said, just a holiday. I don't know if it's the snow, the Christmas lights, the smell of the Christmas tree.
Oh, man. I love when people decorate their houses, man.
Yeah, the smell of sugar cookies. You know, just seeing people, like you said, decorate their houses. It's just I don't know. It just puts something in me. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just puts, like, a bright feeling in me. It really does. It really does.
No facts.
Now, if you had to choose, what's your favorite holiday between Thanksgiving and Christmas, what would you say?
Oh, man.
And why? Why?
Well, it's easy, man. I just told you, man. Thanksgiving?
More than Christmas? Okay.
Yeah, more than Christmas.
Why?
Like I said, it's, like you said, we said before, you know, people from other states come over and see you, have a great time and all, talk about what they did, watch the game together, crack jokes, and then just get to be around each other like we don't usually do. So that's why I kind of like Thanksgiving over Christmas.
Taking those walks around the corner with your cousins.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, talk about what's going on and all.
You know, go sit in the car for a little bit. For those of us. y'all know what it is, man. What about you, Vince? What would you say is your favorite holiday between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah, I'd say it's Thanksgiving, too. Because the thing is, for me, like, Christmas, it's so much about the presents these days. Like, you're totally right about that. It's all just like, hey, what'd you get? I'm not that kind of guy, you know?
Right.
It's always like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? I don't know, nothing. Right. Like, yeah. I don't need anything. You want to get me a glass of whiskey, I guess? Like, that's all I need. I'm a simple guy, you know? So I don't think like that anymore the way I did as a kid. So to not have that expectation, and it's not just people buying gifts for me, but me buying gifts for other people. To not have any of that and like, oh my God, they didn't like it, now I gotta return it. You know what I mean? It's just like nobody's returning a turkey. You know what I mean? So you go, you eat, you have all the stuff. There's no expectations with anything. It's a great time. Like I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Listen, I am a stifler. If I buy you a Christmas gift and you don't like it, you're stuck with it. I don't give a damn. You're gonna hold on to that. Is either you're gonna hold on to it, you're going to find the time that you're going to need it, or you're going to give it to somebody else. And if you give it to somebody else, you're a piece of shit.
Well, call me a piece of shit, because I'm like, if I don't like it, I'm giving it to somebody else.
Listen, fuck you, man.
Oh, that's how you feel, man? They ain't got to know.
But no, that's actually crazy, though. I mean, like I said, for me personally, Christmas is definitely just, it's my favorite time of year, period. You know what I mean? I won't even say just during the holidays. This is my favorite time of the year, period. You know, for some people, it could be a plethora of things on why Christmas is their, you know, their favorite holiday, or why Thanksgiving is their favorite holiday. But I feel like as long as you have the true essence of why it means something to you, I think that's the essence of the holidays in itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you can find something that you value from it, every year, you know what I mean? Because that's what it's all about.
Okay.
That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? But kind of switching gears a little bit, but staying on the same topic, I want to get into traditions.
Okay.
Now, is there any one tradition that you and your family do or don't do around the holiday times?
are we counting this one or just any holiday?
I mean, around these holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. More so Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
We still got 50 days for Thanksgiving.
Or however Christmas.
For me, for Christmas, yeah. My bad.
Let me see. I think what? Probably, I say probably my grandma and my mom cooking together, because it's kind of rare to see them cook together for real.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's kind of rare to see them.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah. Yeah and no.
I know it might be strange. A lot of people like, well, you tripping, but yeah, for me is that
no, yeah, because some others don't like when they kids have them cook.
Yeah, so it's like when I'm seeing them two cook together, I'm sitting in the kitchen like, I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that's probably
Is it always a happy ending though?
Oh yeah,
I mean like through the food,
yeah,
like
yeah.
The food.
Yes, food's amazing, you know. They amazing, you know.
Right,
ain't no arguing.
Right. Anybody drop no sweet potato pie?
Anybody, oh my God, you want my hug? Get out, you know.
Right.
It is beautiful, so I kind of like that.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Vince? Any specific traditions for you and your family?
Yeah, so we have two, and they're both really around Thanksgiving. So the one is we make our own butter at Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, you just basically get cream and you put it in a jar. And you shake it around. I forget what else actually goes into it, but okay. We would spend all this time. And the amount of time it takes that you have to shake this thing, I mean, yeah. It takes forever. You're like, everybody's passing around two or three times. They're just spending like 5 minutes just like, just like shaking the thing like crazy.
Get so, wrong with the butter.
Yeah, so that happens a lot. And then the other thing is we do Pollyanna. So, like me, my cousins and all that, okay. Which, you guys ever do Pollyanna?
No,
you know what that is?
Is that with, like, putting your name in a box or something like that?
Yeah, so okay. You draw somebody else's name, you keep it secret that you have them, mm-hmm. And you get them a gift. And everybody, you set a limit. Like, for, it's me and my cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you don't spend more than $20. So we get each other like just really dumb, goofy shit, which is great.
Yeah.
But we do that, yeah, every Thanksgiving usually.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How about you, Cuff?
I don't know if I don't know if it's like a tradition specific to me or my family, but
mm-hmm.
I play Christmas literally as soon as Thanksgiving is over. Christmas music, I mean. I play Christmas music literally as soon as Thanksgiving is over.
Call me weird. I don't.
Really?
No.
At
it's
all?
Either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. You wait 2 days for me and then you need to turn
that's
it off.
All the Christmas music you get?
All Christmas music.
YouTube events?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't listen to it.
What
I don't put
what?
It on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't do it. It doesn't do anything for me.
What?
Like, don't get it wrong. I said it before. Christmas. I love Christmas, but the music, it's too much. It's a little bit too much for me.
All right.
Get 2 days out of me. All right, it's cool.
It's cool. All right, okay. Damn. Y'all are some stifflers. Y'all some tough cookies, man. Damn.
They play it everywhere. They play it at every department store, everywhere you're walking around. Like, I hear so much
as
of it already that I need a
over.
Break.
Christmas music. Uh-uh.
I mean, they talking Christmas right now. Thanksgiving ain't even here yet.
See,
so.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, some people do get really annoyed with it. But like I said, since I'm such a big Christmas bug, I just love everything around it. You know what I mean? So that's just how it is for me. But
I'll see.
Now, speaking on tradition, I feel like that's another thing that's not really I see too many families do, especially
what?
Like just have like a specific tradition for your family.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like when you look, I mean, especially on social media, it seems like everybody is doing the same thing. Now I can't speak on what goes on in people's household, but from
mm-hmm.
the optics from the outside looking in, it seems like everybody does the same thing. Like, you know what I mean? Your mom or your grandmama cooking. Or, you know, you go to whoever house is cooking, your family over there, y'all laughing, doing whatever, busting it up,
mm-hmm.
y'all eat, then leave. You know what I mean? It don't seem like...
Nothing changed or nothing different.
Yeah, like anything different. Like, what's you know, it don't seem like people have specific things to their family that they do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some families have, like, after Thanksgiving, they have, like, the rest of the night, it'll be a game night. You know what I mean? Like, just little stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or not even just like games and stuff, like just something in particular, like shit. Even some people, like, I don't even know if people say a prayer at their tables anymore.
I do. We in my house we do say a prayer before
like
we
a
eat.
Big family prayer or like yeah. a big family prayer.
We
yeah,
prayer before we eat and all. So yeah, we definitely still do that.
Like that's a big tradition that I don't even know if people do anymore.
I thought everybody do that. That's a crazy thing.
No, I mean for the most part, especially me. I mean for the last couple of years is. I won't say for the last couple of years, but mm-hmm. in years previous and years prior, it's been like, okay, the food's done. Food everybody done, get a plate. Eat. Everybody go sit down.
Watch the game.
You feel me? Or hop on your phone. You feel me? Like, it's not really it's not really like certain traditions or things that are specific to you and your family anymore.
I think during the holidays, I ain't gonna hold you. Just me, I think people now and kids is growing up, I think you should put your phones down, put them away, and enjoy your time with your family. Because the things that's going on around the city now and everywhere is just getting crazy. So you never know it's going to be your last day and all that. So I say just enjoy the time you got and, you know, have fun for real.
No, for sure. And that's something that we definitely going to get on in a little bit. But I feel where you coming from. I feel you coming from with that. That's something that I've preached on the show before as far as, like, the technology thing. Like,
yeah,
we're so entrenched in it nowadays. People lose the essence of human interaction. Not even just the holidays, but people lose the essence of, like, human interaction.
Yeah.
And I feel like the main human interactions you should have should be around, like, the holiday times, because you're spending those times with your family.
All, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You spend those times with your family, with your loved ones. People actually know you and care about you and love you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I feel like, like I said, the technology thing and social media is taking a lot away from it. But for some people, their families love it. Some families are, you know, they love social media heavy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Which is cool. So, you know what I'm saying? It's not a bad thing for everybody. But, and I don't want to preach like social media is the devil and shit like that.
Definitely.
I know I probably sound like that sometimes, but like I said, it's not even just that. It's just other things that I feel like we've gotten away from as a people, not black people, white people. I mean, like, humans in general.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Because I see it in both cultures. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's another thing that's important. That's another thing that I do want to get on that's important to talk about around Thanksgiving time, like culture.
Mm-hmm.
There are many different ways people celebrate Thanksgiving based on their culture. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
And that was why I asked, like, do you care more about the holiday itself or the spirit? Because sometimes the spirit of it changes based on your culture. You get what I'm saying? For us, you know, obviously we black.
Yeah.
It's just like you said, if you ever seen soul food, it's everything just like that. It's the love, it's the drama, it's the up, it's the downs.
Yes,
it's the food being cooked. You know what I'm saying? It's everything that come with it. You know what I mean? It's the taking the walks outside with your cousins for a smoke break and having to run to the store for a 2-liter so your aunts and uncles can miss their drinks and shit like that. You know what I mean? And it may be that way for other cultures too, but they just celebrate it a little bit differently.
Just a little bit different from us.
From us. You know what I mean? So, Vince, if you could speak to that just a little bit. I don't mean to put you on the spot. Like, how differently is Thanksgiving or Christmas celebrated in your family versus versus another, you know, culture as far as celebrating like Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Because some cultures celebrate it all the same, but then some of them don't.
Yeah, so I mean, just kind of walking you through what I go through. I mean, for me, it's really Christmas or Thanksgiving. So holidays rotate between sides of the family, right? So like Easter belongs to my dad's side of the family occasionally, for the most part, but a lot of times Thanksgiving is my mom's side of the family. We always get together. We always go to my aunt's house. We always eat a lot of the same stuff. It's all amazing. We've got traditions around it. Like, my family's Italian, so we've got a big Italian background. So some of the stuff that we'll have is like escarole soup.
Right.
So it's like these little meatballs in like a nice little brown soup with some veggies. It's delicious. But we do that every single year. So that's like our appetizer for every Thanksgiving meal. We sit down. That's on the table. We do say grace.
Right.
You know, so my grandpa, he's 93.
Wow.
He's 93. Just celebrated his 66th anniversary with my grandma.
Wow.
Shout
out to them, man. Yeah,
amazing.
Shout out to them.
It's amazing, man. So, yeah, they're always saying grace. That's how we do Thanksgiving. And otherwise, it's the same thing as everybody else for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sitting around and watching football and eating wings and chicken and turkey.
I guess that kind of was a bad example because, like, us as being Americans, I guess we kind of have all the same tradition as far as, you know, celebrating Thanksgiving. So I guess that kind of was a bad example. Maybe I should have asked someone else who has celebrated a little bit differently. But but that even still speaks to how your family celebrates it a little bit differently from how another family might do it. Because some families do it the same way as another family might do it.
Switch it.
You know what I'm saying? But no, that's definitely interesting. That's definitely interesting. Now, let's get to your favorite part.
What's that?
Of Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh, what are you talking about? Food?
The food.
Oh, hold on, man. What's the best side dish? And what's the worst? Hey,
the best side dish. Well, obviously the best side dish, I'm gonna go with baked macaroni and cheese.
There we go.
See, that's the best.
I knew we was related.
For sure. For sure. I'm gonna go ahead with baked macaroni and cheese.
I'm gonna see. For me, the worst cranberry sauce.
What's your best?
Macaroni and cheese. You know, baked macaroni and cheese.
That's your best?
That's my best.
And cranberry sauce is the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Get out. Yeah. Put the mic down. Take the headphones off. And please just get out.
What's your worst?
For a while. Well, I can't say that. I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say stuffing.
See, now get out. See, that's what we talking about. You talking about me? Get out. You get out.
I'm gonna say stuffing, man. And I say this because it depends on who's cooking the stuffing. You get what I'm saying? Like you said, mom in the kitchen, grandma in the kitchen, aunt be in there too. Fucking shit up.
Ain't gonna say fucking shit up.
But it depends on who's making, who's in charge of that side of the stove. It depends.
I've been having the same two people make the stuff, and I've been cool.
I don't want it to come out too dry. I don't want it to come out too moist. It depends, man. It depends.
Well, you know what, man? Just come over, man. I got you. I'll show you some good stuff. I got you.
What about you, Vince?
Yeah, so worst one for me, I'm with Magic, man. Cranberry sauce really doesn't do it
what?
For me. What? It doesn't do it for me. I've almost never eaten it. I've had it once or twice where I've had like a homemade cranberry sauce, and it's all right, but there's so much other stuff that's better. I mean, you're talking about mac and cheese. You're talking about mashed potatoes, corn, broccoli casserole.
I might backtrack my previous statement for favorite side dish. Definitely might be them yams.
What?
There you go. Those are great too.
Right? Woo!
Yeah. They're all better than cranberry sauce. Like cranberry sauce is okay, but everything else is amazing. So you got to go with that. And best side dish, I already brought it up, but stuffed mushrooms are just the greatest thing that's ever been made.
Yeah.
And that's number one.
No, for sure. For sure. I don't know, man. That side dish.
Yeah, man.
Listen, I love a green bean casserole too.
Oh, okay.
Love a great green bean casserole. Don't knock it till you try it.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Don't knock it till you try it. I'm telling you. Listen, boy.
That's your shit, huh?
Hey, man. Somebody put their foot in that shit, boy. That shit be good. First time I had it, I ain't never looked back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, okay, so. Are you a turkey guy? Because I've heard people lately say they don't like turkey.
I like it, but not really. Not really. I
turkey guy.
I'd rather have some ham. I ain't going to hold you.
You too, Vince.
Yeah, I like ham better. Dark meat turkey's good.
Y'all are crazy.
Let's get it.
Dark meat turkey's good. I dig dark meat turkey. White meat turkey I eat because I feel like obligated to not take all of the dark meat turkey, okay. So I have a piece. But yeah, I mean, I think ham's better, chicken's better. Like, yeah. I would just make something else.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Damn. Legitimately, if I was hosting Thanksgiving, I'd make something else.
Yeah, it's going to be a ham on my team.
There you go.
Ain't no turkey, man.
Are y'all teaming up against me today, huh?
This is the show meeting, me and Magic, we were just like, yo, we're just going to go at him today, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, team up, man. Hey, man. I like the energy. I mean, I don't have. I'm definitely a white meat turkey guy.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the ham for sure. I appreciate a good ham, but you can't knock the turkey, man. Can't knock the turkey. I want to try it a different way. I know some people like deep fry their turkeys. Mm-hmm. I've even seen like a couple channels on YouTube. Like people have grilled their turkeys.
I seen
like
that too.
Put it in like a slow cooker. I think that's what they call it.
A slow what you on?
It's like a channel. It's like a big ass barrel. Like a big ass barrel, the thing they put it in, they got like a lid on it. I think they call it slow cookers. Yeah, I'm about to say, I think they call it slow cookers, but I've even seen somebody do it like that.
Oh, wow.
And they come out looking, if not better than, you know what I'm saying, how grandma and them cook that shit in the oven.
He's like, I gotta try that.
You know what I'm saying? They cut it a little juicy.
You know, juice rolling out on it?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Earthers might be a little dry on the side. You never know sometimes, man. But
okay.
I just want to try it a different way. And people make. Like, people are even, like, switching it up with the flavors and shit. Like, like a Cajun turkey or I seen, like one thing. I would try it, but I probably wouldn't do this, like, for my own Thanksgiving in the house. The guy put, like, hot Cheeto crusted. I don't know if you ever seen, like, you got to look
I
at
think
it.
I seen it. I think I seen
but
it.
But it's, like, hot Cheeto crusted. It looked good as hell, though, when
it
he was finished
good.
With
I
it.
I
ain't
I
gonna lie.
It definitely did good.
It looked good as hell.
I personally won't try it.
I would try that.
I don't think I would make it.
I would try it.
Really
man.
Hot.
Actually, that's the idea, man.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, man, that's the most thing for me, man. Because I feel like growing up, you have it the same way as, you know, your parents showed you or your grandparents showed you. They cook it in the oven.
Don't mess the routine up.
Yeah, you don't mess the routine up, man. So you got to learn it. It's a process to go with it. Mm-hmm. You got to be up in the middle of the night.
Woo.
Listen, let that bad boy, you know, drop right in that oil. Let him go ahead, fry up a little bit, and get him up out of there. I'm more that guy.
Okay.
But no, seriously, all jokes aside, man, it's definitely a time to be around family on a more serious note. As we near the end of our show,
mm-hmm.
It's definitely a time to be surrounded by loved ones, surrounded by, you know, friends and family that really do care and love you genuinely. Because a lot has happened. You know what I'm saying? A lot has happened in just the last 2 years. 2020 and 2021 put together, a lot of shit has happened.
Back to back years.
You know what I mean? I mean, shit was happening before that too.
No, facts.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But with the course of having to deal with this pandemic, a lot of us haven't had the time to really stop and take a breather because life has been hitting you so fast. You know what I mean? It's been so many curveballs thrown at you through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard to just be like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes
take a seat and just be like, wow.
Yeah, and be like, wow, damn. Like, I've been through so much. Like, I've been working my ass off, or I've been doing this, I've been doing that, trying to get back on track. You know what I mean?
Trying to save and all that.
Yeah, so sometimes it's hard, or not even sometimes, it's been hard.
It's been hard, yeah.
In these last 2 years to really take a step back and really just appreciate life and appreciate just being alive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. For the most part, just being alive,
mm-hmm.
waking up and being able to breathe. You know what I mean? Being able to open your eyes.
Yeah,
you feel me? It's been, some of us don't appreciate that.
I know. Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? Some of us don't appreciate that. And it's at this moment, I feel like I want to take the time to really speak to those who's lost someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, this year, years previous. I feel like I said, the holidays are a time that should be filled with love and joy, laughter, you know, all those good things.
Yeah.
But for some of us, it's not that easy. You know what I mean? Some of us have lost people this year. Some people have lost people as quick as yesterday, as soon as yesterday. You know what I mean? Some people have lost their lives, and it's unfortunate. You know what I mean? And it's something that hopefully will change. You know what I mean? But for the people that's dealing with it, for those of us that's dealing with it, because I'm dealing with it too, I'm speaking from experience, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any easier, especially around the holiday times. You know what I mean?
No, facts.
It, if anything, it gets just a little bit harder. Things just a little bit harder, especially around the holiday times. You know what I mean?
It's a little different. Right?
Yeah, it hit a little different. You know what I mean? I just want to say to those people who have dealt with like pain and trauma and you know, tragedy,
mm-hmm.
this year, last year, whatever year, if you lost somebody, no matter how you lost them, it's a sad time. And it's easier said than done to just think about the good times and think about all the positive things around your relationship with your loved ones or your loved one, the person that you lost or the people that you have lost. But you have to keep it in mind that people, that they're here with you. You know what I mean? It's easier said to feel that way. Like, oh, I know, so, you know, such and such is here with me in spirit, but you genuinely have to believe that because they really are. They truly are. And it's not what they would have wanted for you to be, you know, sad or whatever the case may be. And in your feelings, they would definitely be here and enjoying it with you. So, you know, you have to live forward for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And my prayers go out to anybody who's lost someone this year. Like I said, I can speak all day long, as I do sometimes here on the show, as far as the violence, you know, coming from Philly. I can speak all day long about the violence in Philly. It's a problem that we have to change. You know what I mean? Obviously, getting out in the streets, getting out, you know, to these kids and opening their ears and opening their minds, more importantly, to bigger and better things.
Facts.
Because, and not even just the kids. I mean, it's some too. Yeah, it's some fucked up ass adults out here too, mm-hmm. that don't get it. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be a long battle. It's an uphill battle, but it's definitely a battle that we gotta approach one day at a time. You know what I'm saying?
And sure. It's a process.
Yeah, it's definitely a process. So like I said, my prayers go out to anybody that's lost someone this year, last year, whenever you lost someone, and you mm-hmm. feeling that little sting this year because of the holiday times, and just know that, you know, it's people out there that love you. It's people out there that do care about you. You know what I mean? Especially, more importantly, to those who've lost someone recently. Mm. You know what I mean? Now, I feel like it's the time to be around. If you have kids, be around your kids. If you have brothers and sisters, siblings, you know, be around them. Be around your mom, your dad, your grandma, your aunts, your uncles. You know what I mean? Be around those people. Cherish those people, because they're going to be the ones who keep you forward, who keep you, you know, going forward. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those would be the people that
motivate you and all.
Yeah, for sure. Those would be the people that motivate you to go on, even though you don't feel like you can go on. Yeah, you know what I mean? Now is not the time to entrench yourself in solitude. You feel me? No. Now is not the time for that. You know what I mean? Dig deep within yourself and find that slither of light. You might not see it. You might not see it.
It's going to be hard to see it.
It's definitely going to be hard to see it. It's definitely going to be hard to see it, but it's there. You know what I mean? It's there. And just keep your head up for the most part. You know what I mean? It's going to be hard. I ain't gonna sit here and say that it'll be easy.
It's definitely not. Speaking from his experience, it's not easy at all.
Yeah, it's not gonna be easy.
It's a process like a motherfucker.
It's definitely a process. So for those of us that are dealing with that, like I said, keep your head up, move forward, and just believe that those people will be with you. Believe that they're your shining light. They're your shining star. Look up in the sky. It's always a star in the sky. Even if you don't see it, it might be a cloudy day, but believe that those stars are there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they shining on you. You know what I'm saying? So, I also want to take the time to speak on, you know, something me and my family is dealing with. Magic, as you may know, recently me and my family have lost someone very near and dear, close to us. Mm-hmm. A mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, great friend, just an all-around caring person. And a lot of people cared about her. A lot of people loved her. She will be deeply missed. Miss Diane Cochran, you know, she was unfortunately, tragically passed, you know, far too soon for us, you know, right before the holidays came. And it's a big hit. It's a big hit for my family right now. You know what I mean? People lost their grandmother, great-grandmother. Like I said, it's unfortunate, especially for those kind of people who are like the matriarch or your family. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's a tough pill to swallow around this time of year. You know what I mean? So for those that are directly affected, you know, if you're listening to this, I'm speaking directly to y'all. Keep y'all head up. Shit is rough right now. Shit is rough right now, but just know that I'm here for you. We here for you. And, you know, Miss Diane Cochran's family has a GoFundMe page set up. The link will be in the description. Well, not in the description. It will be in our bio for on our Instagram. You can follow us on at America's Most 215. You can also follow us on Twitter at the same name, America's Most 215. The link will be in the description for the GoFundMe. If you want to donate, if you can donate, any donation will be, you know, will be accepted, will be appreciated. So we can send Miss Diane home the right way. Because, like I said, she was a very important person to me, to her grandchildren, her children. It's a devastating loss, mm-hmm. to say the least, you know. And even now, I'm trying to keep my composure a little bit. But, like I said, it's a devastating loss for people who's lost someone. So, you know, my heart is with everyone. And I do want to take the time before we get out of here to say a little prayer for those of us we lost in 2021, 2020, no matter how you lost them, you know. So, you know, you guys, if you could bow your head for a second and just listen to the prayer, we'll be done. So, Almighty and Eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or life. Hear our prayers and our thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day, fulfilling them the purpose of your love, and bring all of us with them to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, eternal Savior. Amen.
Amen.
And that is America's Most Unwanted, folks. We are out of here.